And ground was broken yesterday at the site of the new Miracle League field in Jonesboro, located off of South Caraway Road. The $2.3 million project will include a 26,000 square foot field and a 28-piece accompanying playground next to the field that'll be used by all children. The Miracle League field is a specially designed field that'll have a rubberized surface that'll accommodate wheelchairs and walkers and can be used by those who have disabilities. The field will be the largest field in the United States and can be used simultaneously for different sports such as softball, baseball, volleyball, soccer, flag football, and many more sports. The project got started by Sharon Terman, who works in Jonesboro's Parks and Recreation Department. Her reaction to the groundbreaking?
Well, I mean, it's just hard to put in words what my feelings are right now. It's just, I've got some of my special little ambassadors out here, and they're ready to get that dirt turned and get this complex built.
On a breezy morning, shovels for the groundbreaking were handed out to numerous people, including four special needs children, who will be among many that'll be able to play the sports they love on the new Miracle League field. Looking at the children, Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says a lot of community support is making the project possible.
But this project really started when Jerry Brackett and George Krenerich started on the design. Terry Bear and his company, I don't know where Terry's at, right here, did all the engineering of this totally free, donation of that. And then George Stem, George is the general project manager on this project. He spent many hours out here doing this. Also, one of the biggest kick-ups on this is I was in a funeral procession as a pallbearer when I got a call from St. Bernard's Hospital, who jumped up the plate and gave us $250,000 to buy all the playground equipment. And I know Laura Pickens is with us here today to do that. So you can see that this has just gone all over this community. And it's not just for Jonesboro. It's for Northeast Arkansas. And we want to start playing tournaments in 2014 on this field. And so we're going to do everything we can, I assure you, to get that done.
Almost half of the $2.3 million has already been raised, and dirt work has taken place at the site of the new field. Drainage ditches have been created. A lot of prep work for the field has taken place, and the construction of the field will start immediately. Ball games for children could take place as early as the fall. Teams from Northeast Arkansas, Southeast Missouri, and Western Tennessee are expected to use the Miracle League field. Many people were excited about the groundbreaking. Camelia Ballard's son is 8-year-old Brant Ballard. Brant has Down syndrome. Camelia says Brant is a typical boy and loves sports. Brant has seen his two older brothers play sports such as baseball. Camelia says she's excited that Brant will get a chance to play on the Miracle League field.
I think that will be the blessing and an answered prayer that we've had, because we have two older boys, and we've traveled with them and watched them do sports, especially baseball. And to actually get to watch him play is definitely an answered prayer for us.
During Miracle League games, volunteers will help the children participate in sports, which will allow parents to watch the games their children will play. Something Camelia says she's looking forward to.
They're going
to
be volunteers that come out and be with each student that needs someone with them, and they will be able to go around the field. And we don't know what we would do without these volunteers, so if anyone wants to volunteer, they can contact Sharon Terman. We need all the volunteers we can get so these kids can participate, and so the parents can sit back and watch and enjoy their children.
Hayden Butler is a 5-year-old boy that's been in a wheelchair since birth. His parents, Suzanne and Derek Kimbrough, say they're excited about the Miracle League field. Derek says he's seen games played on Miracle League fields before and tells what it means to the children to play on the fields.
It gets you more excited because a lot of people don't understand the ability of their kids where they, you know, not like a normal child. They don't understand that just they still mentally can do these things, just physical can't. But when they get out there around the other kids and get into it, it brings excitement to you as a parent, as a fan, to see these kids able to get out there and do different things.
I can only imagine what it does for the kids to be able to get out there and play. Kind of tell us about that.
Y'all, man, it's exciting. You almost have to drag them out the field when they get done. Yeah, sometimes they don't want to go home because they get around normal kids so much, and then when they get to be around other kids with handicaps and on the same level that they're on, it gives them more of excitement, more abilities. Like, you know, if this kid can do it, I can do it. And they just communicate together, you know what I mean? And they grow up together, you know? They start being more communicated with each other. And they know he have a whole lot of friends there, you know? Besides having been with regular kids, he can have kids of his own handicap. And, you know, they can always help out each other.
Suzanne Kimbrough tells what her reaction was when she found out that Jonesboro was getting a Miracle League field.
It brought tears to my eyes because it's, you know, it's something that everybody in this community is obviously concerned with, and it's a need that they see that needed to be met, and they've all reached out to help to bring it available to the kids that have these handicaps.
Kathy Bowen is a grandmother of 8-year-old Sadie Bowen. Sadie, 3.5 years ago, was in a vehicle with her father when a car accident took place. Sadie suffered a spinal cord injury and has been paralyzed since the accident. Bowen tells us Sadie was before the accident.
When she was 4 years old, she played t-ball, took gymnastics, rode her bicycle. And so, it was pretty sad when we found out that she was paralyzed. And we just kept thinking about all the things that, you know, she wasn't going to get to do again. But we've been taking her to the Shriners Hospital in Chicago, and they told her that she's still going to get to do lots of things. And she has a hand cycle now, and this is just going to be, to me, the greatest project Jonesboro's ever had. It's not for just Sadie, but there's always going to be disabled children and adults, and they're going to benefit from this for a lot of years.
And Bowen says the field will help Sadie be able to play the sports that she loves.
It's hard on a parent to have to sit back and watch your child not getting to participate in the things that they used to love. And, I've had to just take some big, deep breaths before and just say, all right, everything's going to be okay. But now I don't have to worry about that because she loves to play ball and she loves the playgrounds. And I'm so excited that, you know, we're going to have fun again.
And tomorrow's been proclaimed as Miracle League Day in Jonesboro. And for more information, you can go to our website, kasu.org.